Hi, I'm Chip, and this is 2 Minute Time Lord Podcast number 164 for the 9th of October. Last week was Banned Books Week in the United States, and that's when associations of librarians and booksellers and so on highlight incidents of censorship and try to raise opposition to the very concept. And it started me wondering about examples of censorship or thought crime or media manipulation in Doctor Who. And since I've not caught up with all 47 years of its history, I put the question to Twitter and Facebook. And I received about 30 examples of episodes, audios, and books where this was at least a small theme. These, I think, are the most relevant to the idea of censoring free expression. By far, the most recommendations came in for a Seventh Doctor episode. Now, I've been resisting seeing the Happiness Patrol, the episode, not the podcast, ever since I heard of the Candyman, much less saw a picture of it. There's a fine line between surrealism and painful camp. But the notion of not only banning expression, but also negative emotion itself, intrigues me, so I guess I'll have to check it out. Power to the blues harmonica. Another potentially interesting take comes from the Ninth Doctor novel by Steve Lyons, The Stealer of Dreams. Here again, the powers that be are censoring a broad concept, but instead of emotion, this time it's creativity itself that's being banned. And as it turns out, there's a unique reason for it. The Paul McGann Big Finish audio, The Natural History of Fear, has the act of asking questions being banned. And we get more examples of police state censorship in the Sylvester McCoy Big Finish audio Live 34, and this year's TV episode, The Beast Below, although in that case it's not directly expression that's being censored, but memories that are being redacted. As I poured through the list of titles, one thing leaped out at me. You almost always see censorship and restriction of expression in Doctor Who in the context of a police state. But that's not the whole story at all. In my country, which is not only not a police state, but has one of the strongest constitutional bulwarks against censorship, the First Amendment, books and artists are routinely challenged at the local level. The title pulled from the shelves of a local library or a comic shop, for example. In 47 years, maybe the closest Doctor Who has come to an atmosphere of social hometown oppression has been in 2006's The Idiot's Lantern, although that wasn't about censorship itself. Doctor Who doesn't often go in for morality plays the way Star Trek did, but as a science fiction family show, it's easy, and sometimes even necessary, to play such a concept as freedom of expression very broadly. Just the same, there's fertile ground to explore that topic, and many others, in ways that don't follow such a limited formula, and I hope we see that done somewhere in between the monsters during the next 47 years. And that's your 2 Minute Time Lord podcast. I really appreciate you hanging in there after an absence of a few days. You can find more episodes at twominutetimelord.com or on iTunes. Follow me on Facebook, facebook.com/numeral2minutetimelord, or on Twitter @numeral2minutetimelord. Coming next week, a special 5-part series, one a day, with some special guests. I think you'll like it. Bye for now.